Merry Christmas, everyone. Today is day 16 of the 25 days of Christmas countdown. And today we will be talking about the favorite Christmas songs.
It's all about the love, love, love we share. It's all about the way, way, way we care. You are my brother, you are my sister, a family around the world. Love. It's all about the love.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. Here in the house today, we have
LaDreva Davis,
Dolores Davis,
Shapira Davis,
and Inveria Davis Bennett.
Yes, welcome. So every time around Christmas, there's always those holiday songs that come on. They start playing pretty much right after Halloween. For us anyway. But then you also hear the Christmas songs playing in the department stores and in the malls. And it's always those songs that you hear around the holiday season. And so I always look forward to hearing those songs. Mm-hmm. We can obviously listen to them any time of the year.
True.
But there's just something about listening to these songs around Christmas time.
Right.
It's almost like these holiday songs help get you in the mindset and in the Christmas spirit to prepare for Christmas.
Yeah, true.
And so I always love playing the holiday songs. I'm always the first to start playing holiday music at the dance studio that I teach at. I'm always playing it because we're usually preparing for our holiday show in October.
That's right.
So everybody knows they're going to be hearing holiday music in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
But what we want to know are, what are your favorite Christmas songs?
Those favorite Christmas songs
that no matter how many times you hear them, you just can't get enough of them.
Yeah,
so
right.
what's your favorite Christmas song, LaDreva?
Well, there are so many to choose from, but really the ones that I keep coming back to, number one is The Christmas Song.
I know that was always the original.
I mean, hello, it's Nat King Cole, first of all. But if you think about it, he gives the literal description of what Christmas is. I mean, chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
It's a classic.
Jack Frost nipping
That's
at your
so
nose.
True.
I mean, really, he's like giving you what's Christmas is about. But then there's this one song I always remember when I was a little girl. I was looking out the window and it really got me because I was looking at the snow falling, and it was a song by Stevie Wonder, One Little Christmas Tree. And I just, that melody and the words just got me.
So sad.
It was sad, but then there was inspiration in it towards the end. Like it just got me. And so those two songs right there are just, those are my jams.
I remember listening to that song on repeat in our house in England and crying.
See?
Yes, because it's sad.
It is.
I know, it's sad. Just it's like one little Christmas tree.
Yes.
Standing
so
on
I'm
the low.
I'm sure I could probably listen to it now as an adult and say, oh, I appreciate that song. But
then if you think about it, look at the end of the Christmas song, that one little Christmas tree that was standing alone, it was like, turns out to be, like, have the greatest purpose.
Yeah. Yes.
And that's what made me like it.
Yeah.
I was like, they found some use for that one little Christmas tree that was out there.
Yeah, that's true.
So, okay, I'm going to go back and listen again.
there you go.
All right. So my favorite Christmas hymn would be, or hymn, Christmas carol, Christmas song, would be the First Noel. I don't know.
Yes.
Something about it.
That's just beautiful.
The harmony, even probably just singing it all in unison, just something about the melody is just, it's beautiful to me. And of course the story, it really does tell the story, which is actually really cool about any Christmas song, is that there's the stories that come with it. That would be mine.
Yes.
I'm sure that there's a couple more, but that's the first one that popped in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So what about you, Shapira? What's your favorite Christmas song?
Okay. So for me, I just love... And this song has become probably my favorite even more so over the years because I enjoy singing it with my sisters and I love hearing our voices singing it and hearing the harmonies. But my favorite is O Holy Night.
Yes.
I love the melody of that song. Mm-hmm. Any version that I've heard, I love it. Mm-hmm. It's just a very beautiful song. And, you know, it talks about the night of our dear Savior's birth. Mm-hmm. And I just love it.
Yeah, actually, Shapiro, I don't know if you guys know kind of the history of the song O Holy Night. I was sitting here thinking, oh, my goodness, there's some history behind that. I just couldn't remember all the details of it. So as you were talking, I just pulled up a website. It's called joshweidman.com. I think that's how you say it, weidman.com. And so what it says here is on Christmas Eve in 1870 during the Franco-Prussian War, an intense battle was taking place between French and German soldiers, and suddenly a French soldier jumped from the trenches, exposing himself to the enemy's fire. And before either side could figure out what to do, he began singing in French, "O Holy Night," in English. They have I don't even want to try to pronounce this. but he was singing in English, and so each side stood frozen as he sang of the birth of Messiah. And as the last chords of his solo faded into the night, a German soldier emerged from his hideout and began to sing "From Heaven Above to Earth I Come," another popular Christmas carol in Germany. But both sides apparently joined together to sing this carol, and fighting ceased for the following 24 hours.
Wow.
And so
that's
kind of
cool.
They say that no one is really sure if this is, you know, if this event actually happened, but there is enough evidence to piece together a story and believe that something like this actually did
possibly
occur.
Possibly happened.
Yeah.
I believe
that's cool.
I do believe it. I've seen stories like that on Unsolved Mysteries.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Where in the middle of a war that, you know, two sides end up at a house for refuge, and they were sitting there, put their differences aside to split a meal for Christmas with this family. And it was on there because they just wanted to come back and say, I remember this moment and I want to find these people who made that happen. And so I believe that that kind of stuff that does happen. It really is.
Yes. Yeah. And they're saying here that those soldiers obviously had some differences between them, but yet they were able to lay those differences aside for one night in order to celebrate something that they both had in common, which was Christ and his birth.
And
that's Christmas. Awesome. I love to see it. There's so much of the story.
No wonder I love O Holy Night.
In there. Mm-hmm. I know, Shapiro.
I didn't even know. How powerful it was.
Good stuff. And for those of you that are historians and you guys debunk stuff or whatever, you know, just let us believe.
Really?
I'm just kidding.
I mean, I believe that is definitely something. And there's probably so many stories like that that have happened over the years. That's really beautiful. I love that.
Awesome.
Thank you for sharing that with me.
Yeah.
What about you, Amberia? What's your favorite Christmas song?
Yes. So I actually have two. I mean, of course I have many, but I actually have two that are my top two.
Okay.
And one is, of course, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Oh, yes.
Your version?
Yeah. Oh, we do love her version.
You know, it is just, there's just something about it, just so classic. Mm-hmm. And it really just, it's just such a feel-good song. Mm-hmm. I absolutely love it.
Yes, agreed.
And, you know, the other one is actually Merry Christmas, Darling by the Carpenters. I love
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Bert, that is a surprise.
I love the harmonies.
Have
of,
I heard that song?
I don't think I've ever heard of it.
Yes, you have.
YouTube it. You need it. Or Spotify it, whatever.
Honestly,
you,
I feel like it's been on a movie, commercials, in department stores, you've heard the song. In your subconscious, you've heard the song. Like,
yes.
It's been.
Yes, you have.
They play it everywhere. Really cool.
It is. Oh.
That's a sweet song.
It is. Oh. I love it. And those harmonies right at the very end when they're saying, Merry, Merry Christmas, darling.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Got you.
I've never done this song.
My joy. Yes.
I know. Okay. I guess I'm going to have to make sure to listen to that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks for opening your eyes with that one.
There's a lot of pretty Christmas songs out there. I really love. There's a lot of songs in movies that I really love.
Exactly.
I remember one song that I always looked forward to every year when we watched. It was on the movie The Santa Claus with Tim Allen.
Yes,
when
I
he
know
gets
exactly
to the North Pole.
And didn't we find out what that song was called?
Yes, and it's called The Bells of Christmas. It's
beautiful.
Just such a pretty song.
The voice that sings it. I don't know who the female artist is that sings it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But the melody, yes. And then all the kids coming.
It's like
and
a really magical moment.
Mm-hmm. Her name is Lorena McKinnon or Yeah, something like that.
Oh my gosh.
McKennett. I don't know if I said her last name correct.
Okay, so apparently we got some studying to do, girls. We have to listen to some songs when we get done here. So, okay, great. Mm-hmm. Add them to our playlist this year.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, although we have our favorite songs as performers, we have found that there are some songs that are quite challenging to sing.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're not knocking these songs, just so you know, guys and girls, men and women, whatever. We are just saying we sometimes can struggle
a struggle.
Yeah, they're a struggle.
Yes. And on the top of that list is going to be Oh, Little Town of Bethlehem.
Yes.
If you look at the key signatures, you'll understand. You don't even have to ask any more questions.
You know what I thought you were going to say? I was on the top. Away in a manger.
That one's not a hard one to sing.
It is not.
No,
we've had some challenges
with ourselves. That. Now that's different. Yeah, not that it's challenging.
Let's say that there's stories behind that.
Yes.
I thought you were gonna say that.
Away in a manger. We could probably do that, but just be like, okay, let's find some harmonies. But these songs for different reasons, and it's just trying to find harmonies, trying to find, you know.
Yeah.
And the other song would be It Came Upon a Midnight Clear, you know, right. And honestly,
it's a beautiful
song. Yeah, they're beautiful songs.
Yes.
Yep.
But it's just when there's some songs that are just a little bit easier when it comes to mixing chords and then just blending voices. And those two really just always pop on the top of my list every time it comes to songs that I'm like, not really one of the top of my list. So not knocking you guys. We're just saying.
Just explaining this is a little struggle for us.
Lastly, you guys all can attest to this.
Especially since we've all had to do this
we've
one.
We've all had to.
The Hallelujah Chorus is a really difficult song to sing.
But I have to tell
note-wise,
you.
Note-wise. Yeah. Music-wise. But
even though it is challenging, it's like a really.
It's a powerful song.
Yes.
It's a powerful song. It's fun when
and
you
once
start
you know what you're doing.
Oh my goodness. When all the parts start coming together.
Amazing.
This part comes in and this part comes in.
It's a challenge. Though.
Yes. It's so, not something you just pick up and say, hey, let's sing this tomorrow.
You know, I was just going to say that. It's not. So Davis Sisters don't just say, oh, this is in our repertoire.
Right.
We all are classically trained singers. We all grew up singing in our choir in our high school. And every year for Christmas, they would combine both high schools, and that would be the song that we'd sing together, and we'd have to study the music, and it was hard work, and the payoff was always just worth it. However, the build up to get there was difficult at first, and for high school kids, it was kind of like
speaking of practice,
I would still say it was easier to do the Hallelujah Chorus that way, the classically trained way.
Oh,
as
yes.
Opposed to the gospel.
The gospel version.
That's exactly where I was going.
It's like, you know, we just want to elevate that, make this more complicated.
Oh, my goodness.
We get what they were trying to do, but man, oh, man.
That was a lot of bouncing.
So, yes, by the way, there is a gospel version of the Hallelujah Chorus. I don't even remember who it's by.
Look it up.
But, yes.
We've had some funny stories, though, with some Christmas songs. Some Christmas songs over the years, because we've had a lot of fun.
Bloops.
We've had some Christmas concerts, some Christmas programs when we were younger.
Oh, man.
Dolores, you should share that story.
You know, this kid that his mom kept telling him, you need to practice your solo. You need to practice your solo. And he was like, I got this. And he just, I don't know what he was doing with his time, this whole preparation. Everyone else is preparing. They're getting their notes out, playing chords, whatever. But nope, I never saw him practicing. And then the day of the performance, and even mom was a Sunday school teacher. So she would always ask, do you have your solo? Yep. I'm good. So we just assumed at home he was practicing. Then the day of, he ended up forgetting his own read.
For those of you out there that play the clarinet,
how essential
it is to have a read and to have a backup read.
Yes,
because it is a woodwind
if that thing
instrument.
Gets chipped, you,
yes. Yep.
If that
you
thing
need
gets
to
chipped,
be soft.
You need to be
the sound
it
that
is
comes
a
out
done
after
deal.
That.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So yes.
it's a done deal. So
he did not have that.
Nope, no backup. And he was scrounging around. He found one from another horn player. And this girl, her reeds were all chipped and broken.
Broken.
She didn't take very good care of them. And hey, it's what she had and it's what he had because he had nothing else. So he had to use it. And just so you know, if you cut the reed where it's broken, doesn't work. All it does is it just affects the sound of the instrument. Mm-hmm. And so unfortunately, he cut that thing and this thing produced zero, almost little to no sound.
It was just about 2 minutes. It was about 2 minutes of
2 minutes
of air
squeaking,
squeaks of air.
It was like that note coming
and a
out,
squeak here and there.
What did you guys think? Do you remember the song? What did you guys
Silent Night.
That was what it was supposed to be. And it was a silent night.
It was a silent night because no one in the audience knew what to do.
Nope.
So everyone was sitting there and every once in a while you'd hear a note squeak out. But you know what?
It was
after
like,
a while, the poor boy just
looked over at mom.
He looked over at mom.
And she just is like, come on, babe. Come on,
and
babe.
And he just
Let's
walked
go.
Off. Oh, that poor young man.
And he was our friend, so we were able to like,
we were able to laugh at it after
a while. And, you know, if you're listening, God bless you. We're laughing with you.
But
we laughed with you at the time as well.
No, we're not saying names.
We're just saying.
If you remember that, take a trip down memory lane
with us, please, please. And guess what? Also, we've been there too. And the reason why we know it don't work is because we've been there with this clarinet cutting the reed.
Yes. We tried it all.
That's our silent night silly story that goes along with that one.
Yes.
So brings us to our positive thought of the day. And I'm going to leave you with the lyrics to one of our favorite Christmas songs. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Merry Christmas,
Merry
everyone.
Christmas.
Yes. And we want to hear from you all. We've shared what our favorite Christmas songs are. We want to hear your favorite Christmas songs. Maybe you all will tell some songs that maybe we haven't heard that we can listen to. So go to our Facebook page. Don't forget to log onto our Facebook page at the Davis Sisters to add your post for today's topic. You can also follow us on Instagram at the official Davis Sisters and visit our website to get your Davis Sisters t-shirt at davissisters.com.
And now, listeners, join us in some Christmas spirit as we share our Christmas carol of the day.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope
Thank you for tuning in to our Davis Sisters podcast. Until next time, friends and family, spread love.
It's all about the love, love, love we share. It's all about the way, way, way we care. You are my brother, you are my sister, a family around the world. Love. It's all about the love.